From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called on the U.S. to extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen over his alleged involvement in Friday's failed military coup. Gulen, in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania, has denied any involvement and dismissed the extradition request. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal request.
At this point, we have not received an extradition request from the Turkish government as it relates to Mr. Gulen. If and when we receive a request, we will evaluate that request based on the extradition treaty that was signed by the United States and Turkey more than 30 years ago.
Earnest said such a request, if received, must be evaluated to determine if the alleged crime fits the treaty and if a standard of evidence has been reached. Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, referring to Gulen as the leader of the coup plotters, said gave the assassins group the order to carry it out. He promised to rethink Turkey's relationship with the U.S. if it still needs proof of his complicity. Media reports say nearly 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since Friday's coup attempt. More than 200 were killed as a faction of the military tried to seize power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he supported bringing perpetrators to justice, but warned the government against going too far. Four Kenyan policemen have been charged with murder over the alleged extrajudicial killings of activist lawyer Willie Kamani, his client, and their driver. June 23rd, the three disappeared after Kamani made a court appearance, the case involving a complaint against police. The four policemen are being detained until their next court appearance August 16th. This is VOA News.